For many long years, the people of Russia have suffered under the heavy and despotic hand of the Tsar, Paul I. There has been much oppression. No one has dared to plot against the regime until one night in the month of October, 1801. Listen. Count Palin, governor of St. Petersburg, and the captain of the Tsar's own bodyguard, has summoned several powerful nobles. When all are present, the count speaks, and in his hand is the famous diamond medallion of the founder of Russia, Peter the Great.
Noblemen of Russia, I have called you here tonight in the name of the man who first wore this medallion.
Peter the Great! Hail Peter the Great!
Aye, my friends, it is well that you hail the name of Peter the Great. As noblemen who revere his sacred memory and seek the ends of justice, it is imperative that we act. Gentlemen, we cannot, we must not allow the oppression, the cruelty and tyranny of our present Tsar Paul to continue. All Russia knows that our Tsar refuses to wear this diamond emblem. But does Russia know why? Because the words engraved in the gold of its setting are the words of Peter the Great, justice and sovereignty.
Down with Paul! Down with Paul!
Count Palin, what you say may be correct, but what can we do?
Do? We can do this, my friends. We can place on the throne of Russia a man who will wear this medallion, a man whose rule will be guided by the inscription it bears, a man who will give us justice and sovereignty.
But who? Who could it be?
Yes, where shall we find such a man that the people will accept?
Who better than the Tsar's own son, beloved of the nobles, idolized by the people, His Highness the Grand Duke Alexander.
But Alexander will never accept the throne while his father lives.
Suppose I convince him that it would be the salvation of Russia. Then he will sign.
Yes, but how will you do it? What are your plans?
My plans are secret, even from my own son, Gregory, here.
Count Palin, if you can possibly obtain the signature of Alexander, we will follow you. But if not...
I swear that I'll obtain it by tomorrow night. And now, will you pledge the support of your regiment?
Yes,
all of that and more.
Then meet me here tomorrow night, and I'll have the decree for the Tsar's abdication signed by Alexander.
Without his consent, all will fail.
We shall not fail. And gentlemen, within 2 days, this diamond medallion shall be in its rightful place on the breast of the Tsar, Alexander. Good night, gentlemen. Until tomorrow night.
Good night, Count Palin.
Gregory.
Yes, Father?
Did you get all of their names?
Yes, sir. Everyone. Here is the list.
Now write a duplicate list.
A duplicate? But what for?
To send to the Tsar.
Father!
Gregory, I am sending it at once in an unsigned message to the Tsar, saying that a plot is formed against him, and I shall enclose the names of the 12 men who came here tonight.
You... You mean you're going to... Oh, no. No!
Gregory, my son, I ask you not to question this thing I do. Let it suffice that I act for love of Russia.
But, Father, you...
Gregory, you will do as I say.
No. No, I can't. I can't and I won't. Good night.
A And my own son believes me a traitor. If he only knew. Well, I'll copy the list myself, and the message will go at once. If I'm not mistaken, before 12 o'clock tonight, I shall hear from the Tsar.
You are so prompt.
Your Majesty's summons asks for haste.
Can you guess why I have called on you in the middle of the night?
Yes, Your Majesty.
You what? Then you do know that a plot is now complete. A plot that would force me to abdicate from the throne?
I do.
How do you know it? How do you... But look, here is the letter I have just received giving a list of the conspirators. I sent for you as soon as I got it. We will crush it out. We'll crush this plot and the leaders shall pay with their lives. And the rest can find solace in Siberia. But we must act at once. The letter says any delay will be fatal.
But, Your Majesty, I also have a list.
You?
If there is such a plot against Your Majesty, the lists ought to agree. Here, let us compare them.
Look. Zubov, Novitsky, look at them. All of them. They're all the same, Count Palin. Exactly the same.
So they are, Your Majesty. But three names have been omitted.
Who are they? What names?
Your Majesty, I am forbidden to speak evil of those exalted by heaven.
You mean my own family? Tsarina? My sons? No, you can't. Well, why don't you speak? Answer me. So, it is true then. Alexander will take the scepter from my hand. And his mother was... Bah, I'll not...
Your Majesty, I beg you...
My own son. I might have known. Alexander. Let them die. Both of my sons. And let the Tsarina go to Siberia.
Your Majesty, surely the law will...
I am the law of Russia. Arrest them at once.
But, Your Majesty, that would be impossible without your signature.
You shall have it. You will serve the summons tomorrow morning.
Yes, what is it? Why, Count Palin, what has happened? Why are the guards at my door?
Your Highness, you're accused of treason.
Of treason?
Yes, look.
Well, that's a lie. I don't believe it.
Your death summons, signed by your father, the Tsar of Russia.
My father condemns me and the Tsarina. Constantine, we are all accused of a plot against him. But what have we done? My mother. Oh, this is... Where is he? Where is my father?
You are forbidden to see him.
Forbidden? Well, is there no way I can deny this?
There is one way.
Well, what is it? Tell me.
Do you recognize this diamond medallion?
Why, yes. It is the emblem so beloved by all Russia. The diamond that belonged to my ancestor, Peter the Great.
And you, Alexander, do you love this symbol?
Just as I love Russia. But if you are suggesting that I usurp my father, take his crown and scepter, I refuse.
You have asked me for a way. That way is to accept the throne.
Never. Not while my father lived.
Forget that he is your father. Think of him as the Tsar. Are you willing to allow a man to continue to exercise his power over millions of your countrymen when he shows himself incapable
of... That's not true.
But look, the accusation of your mother and your brother. Is that not proof enough that your father is...
Stop!
Your Highness... Here is a decree that will force your father to abdicate in your favor. Will you sign it?
But can't I even speak to him?
He refuses to see you. Oh, my boy, you are not willing to liberate Russia from a despot. Yes, a madman. Who but a madman would condemn his own wife and sons to death?
No, stop, stop! I will sign. I will sign it.
Count Holland, Now that we are all here, tell us, did you succeed?
And if I did, are you ready to act tonight?
Our regiments are in your command. Well, did you get it?
There is the diamond medallion. I now surrender it to your care.
Then you failed. Well, it was a noble enterprise. But everyone knows Alexander would never take the crown from his father.
And there, my friend, you are mistaken. In his great love for Russia and for the cause of justice, Alexander signed the decree for the abdication of the Tsar. Look!
Oh, the decree, gentlemen! The signature of the Tsarevich Alexander! Praise heaven, the plot is a success!
With the emblem of justice, we shall march tonight to the palace.
Long live the Tsar Alexander! Alexander!
Gregory, my son, now you know.
Yes. Yes, Father, I understand. That list of plotters was but a clever means to a noble end. Oh, forgive me, Father.
That's all right, my son.
Wait!
Yes?
My friends, one last favor.
Anything, Count Pollen, it shall be granted.
All I ask is that my son have the privilege of placing the medallion on the neck of the new Tsar, Alexander.